Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Hammer and Nigel.
Can you believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock it!
I don't know about you, Hammer. I had so many things going through my mind this morning when I saw the footage of that shipping container, that cargo ship, hitting the and collapsing the Baltimore Bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. I mean, it was a Rolodex going through. Was it terrorism? Was it an accident? Was it a was somebody not doing their job? Was the bridge up to code? Was the shipping container up to code? The container lost power twice and lost its ability to control its rudder and ran right into that pillar on that Francis and the Key Scott Bridge, totally collapsed. And the footage is pretty terrifying.
I still have questions about the structure of the bridge. Now, I am not a construction worker. I've never put a bridge together.
I've seen a lot of brand new bridge safety experts on Twitter today, trust me.
Right. So let me make that perfectly clear. I have never put a bridge together. So my question to anybody that's listening that is a legitimate construction expert, is it normal for a ship the size that it was in Maryland?
Yeah, it's a big ship. Had big ass on it for sure, man. It's
going, huge. You know, off power around 9 to 10 miles an hour, hitting the structure and collapsing the entire bridge.
Like,
is that normal?
Like a pile of toothpicks.
Right.
It went down.
So, again, I'm not going to sit here and act like I am an expert on bridges. I'm not. But is that normal for a ship that, you're right, is pretty big, it's loaded up, it's losing power, lights are coming on, lights are going off, you see black smoke coming out of the back of it, and it crashes into the middle pylon, or whatever you want to call it, holding up the bridge, and that collapses the whole thing.
Just disappeared. Just absolutely disappeared. They're looking for, I believe, 6 construction workers that were working on potholes. They rescued 2 of those workers, pulled one out of the water, one's in the hospital, one said he didn't even want care and went home.
That was awesome that 2 people were able to be rescued. And here is the Maryland governor, Wes Moore.
The preliminary investigation points to an accident. We haven't seen any credible evidence of a terrorist attack. Our administration is working closely with leaders from all levels of government and society to respond to this crisis, and not but just by addressing the immediate aftermath, but also by building a state that is more resilient and a state that's more safe. That is our pledge, and that's our commitment, and we're going to keep that commitment. And lastly, to the victims of this tragedy and their loved ones, all of our hearts are broken. We feel your loss. We're thinking of you, and we will always be thinking of you.
You mentioned those 2 that were rescued from the water, Nige. I did see an expert this morning talking about the temperature of the water at the time of the collapse.
Ooh, yeah, like 45 degrees.
Right. And with water that cold, 45 degrees, which certainly isn't the worst water in the world, if you stay in that water for around an hour to an hour and a half, your body organs start to shut down, hypothermia starts to come in, and ultimately you will probably die. And that's just with, 60 to 90 minutes being in 45 degree water. So,
you watch that video, and seconds before the cargo ship hit that pillar, it seemed like dozens of cars crossing the bridge, and then all of a sudden it seemed to stop. Did you notice that?
I did.
I watched it several times.
And because of heroes that were working on both sides, that ultimately made it so the death toll was not going to be as high as it's looking to be right now. Because the operators of that ship, they issued a Mayday alert before they crashed into the pillar. And that meant the folks working on the bridge, they shut down traffic on both sides so that way people weren't on the bridge at the time.
We can confirm that that the crew notified authorities of a power issue. You know, we had a ship that was coming in at 8 knots, so coming in at a very rapid speed. We do know that the investigation is currently going on, but I have to say I'm thankful for the folks who once the warning came up and once notification came up that there was a mayday, who literally by being able to stop cars from coming over the bridge. These people are heroes. They saved lives last night.
You know, I'm still confused because I saw early reports that there were cars that plunged in. Did you see the same reports that there were cars that were plunged in off the bridge? Griff Jenkins from Fox News, I was watching this press conference this morning, asked them about the possibility of civilians and not just construction workers, people in their cars at the bottom of this river.
Paul Wiedefeld, who is Maryland's Secretary of Transportation, I said, there's 6 unaccounted for they're looking for. 2 people came out, 1 had to be rescued, the other one was fine. So we're talking about a total of 8 people they were considering. The 6 are unaccounted for, 1 had to go to the hospital. I said, but what about cars and people that may be in the water? And he said, no, that we don't believe there are any. I said, you don't believe that there are people in the car. That's different than the information we were hearing earlier, but it doesn't appear at this point that this search and rescue mission in the governor's Team Maryland, as he called it, is under the assumption that there are people in cars that need to be rescued.
If that's true, that's a miracle right there. Because again, like you said, you watch that video, dozens and dozens of cars were going across that bridge as the shipping, the cargo container was heading straight towards it. Now, later on in that press conference, the governor he was asked about that same question again, seemed to have a slightly different answer. So obviously it's an ongoing situation. We'll keep you updated.